Let's talk a little bit about Oncotype DX. Can you kind of update us on where that is right now?
I think that probably there has been two interesting issues that came out, was raised by many people for Oncotype assay, because our data shows that if patient has a HER2 amplification, then they are usually high or intermediate risk, and none of them are low risk. Now, Steve Schacht tells me that in their series of like 10,000 patients they screen so far, they actually find some patients that are HER2 amplified but still has low risk. So he thinks that they still have to be tested, but my bias looking at B14 data is that they don't really need to be tested. Now, because of that data, there has been some people arguing that if you take out HER2, positive amplified patient, then Oncotype assay will not be a strong prognosticator for the HER2-negative patient. So we did look at HER2-negative subset in B14, and actually it worked exactly as the overall cohort.
With Oncotype?
Right.
So have you presented that?
No, we never presented it. We just got the data. So
getting back, this issue of the fact that there are tumors out there that are HER2 positive but low recurrence score. But do we know anything about the prognosis of those?
Oh, I have no idea, because that's outside our study.
Right.
Probably there's no follow-up information.
So that's one issue.
The other issue is that I think everybody wants to find out whether Oncotype assay can be used in node-positive patient. And there, I think we are eagerly waiting for essentially Kathy Alba and SWOG study to see whether it'll be also predictive of chemo response in node-positive patient.